الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فانساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. In the previous ayats, we read where Allah Ta'ala says where the munafiqeen, the hypocrites are trying to harm you, and even the Jewish clans that were living in Madinatul Munawwara, in response what you do is you acquire taqwa. Strengthen your iman, your taqwa, and look at the day of Akhirah, the day of Qiyamah, and prepare for that day. In this way, you will overpower them, and the plots and the planning won't harm you. Also, when these conspiracies carry on, a person gets very worried and perplexed. Instead of that, Allah Ta'ala says, you work on your iman, and then Allah's help will be with you. And even the non-believers till today know that if Muslims stand on their deen, then they cannot do anything against us. That's why they are doing everything, all the planning and plotting, to take us away from our deen. All the temptations, all the things that are carrying on, especially our youth, they are targeting them and to separate them and take them away from deen. What we have to understand and make an effort on is to bring deen into our life, the complete deen, as much as we can. So Allah Ta'ala says further, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ حرمت ہو ان جیسے جنہوں نے بھلا لیا اللہ کو. So you don't become like those people who have forgotten Allah Ta'ala. Either completely forgotten, like the non-believers and atheists who does not even believe in Allah Ta'ala, or people who are believing wrongly, or even as a Muslim, but you haven't got namazes in your life, there is no tilawat of Quran Sharif, there is no aspect of deen in one's life. And you become, in fact, like the enemies. You live like them, dress like them, your lifestyle is like them, everything, holidays, everything like them. Allah says, don't become like that. For in that case, فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ فِرْ أَلَّا نِبْهُلَا دِيَا أُنْكُ أُنْكِ جِي. Then Allah Ta'ala made them forget their own benefits also. When a person gets engrossed in that, then that person is now totally engrossed just in dunya. And he just wants to acquire dunya, like a normal thing of dunya. When a person gets so much engrossed, he'll be working so hard to make money. Why does he want to make money? To have a comfortable life. But he gets so engrossed in it that his breakfast is not in order. In the morning when he's leaving for work, one leg is in the one side of the trouser. He's sipping his tea in the meantime and he's rushing off for work. Lunch, he's just having some sandwiches or something. And he's just there. And for supper also, many times nowadays we haven't got time. The phone is ringing all the time. So you are making money to live a comfortable life. But that same thing made you forget yourself, your own comfort. You have to go doctor. You say, I haven't got time, I'm very busy. Your wife, your child has to go doctor. I can't manage it now, I'm too busy. So a person forgets himself. To this height a person goes, Maulana Muhammad Makki, who is still alive, and Dawat Barakatum, who gives bayan in the haram of Makkah Sharif. He visited us here in South Africa. They took him to go and see the big hole in Kimberley. When he saw it, he got so angry and upset. He said, you brought me just to see a hole. But today that is an achievement for us. He said, what is a hole? A hole is a hole. And you spend so much time and so much money to show me a hole. But today we regard that we have gone upside down. We have forgotten Allah Ta'ala, and now we've forgotten what values are also. A person will give so much value to his holidays. But if that time he could spend in Jamaat, he could make i'tikaf in the masjid, he could do so much good things, but we feel it a great achievement we went for a holiday. In fact, two holidays a year are compulsory now. So Allah says, don't become like those people, and in that case, Allah's help is not with you then. When you will remember Allah and obey His commandments, fulfill His commandments, in that case Allah's help will be with you. And those people who have forgotten themselves, who have forgotten Allah, Allah makes them forget their own benefits also. With regard to them, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. وہ لوگ وہی ہیں نافرمان. These are those people who are disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. So the main thing is to remember Allah Ta'ala, and that is then to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and live a life as Allah wants us to live. And then Allah makes it clear, which we also can clearly understand, La yastawi ashabun nari wa ashabul jannah. Barabar nahi dozakh wale aur behesht wale. The people of Jannat, of the fire of Jahannam, and the people of Jannat can never ever be the same. The people of the fire of Jahannam, and if a person is headed for there, then Allah save us all, protect us, our families and everyone. But then his life is like that, like the people of Jahannam. No peace, no peace of mind, no contentment. All the time, hal min mazid, can I get more, can I get more? And that is the same words Jahannam will say. When Allah will ask it, are you full? It will say, hal min mazid. Are there still more people to come? I can still accommodate them. So, and on the other side, Jannat, and all the enjoyments and pleasures of Jannat that there are. What enjoyment? Where can the two? The azab of Jahannam. A person can't, it's difficult for us today, just to hear of the azab of Jahannam. Well, in detail, we just say azab of Jahannam, but we don't say what it is. But any one aspect of the azab of Jahannam, we haven't got the capacity to even hear it today. So terrible it is. So, and Jannat, a place of great, great enjoyment and comfort and peace and pleasure forever and ever. The people of Jahannam will argue and fight and quarrel amongst themselves all the time. The people of Jannat, their hearts will be completely clean. That in its own, what a great ni'mat, where they will love one another, where they will respect and honor one another. That in itself is such a great ni'mat. Ashabul jannati humul faizun. Behesht wale jo hai, wahi hai murad paane wale. The people of Jannat, they are the people who will reach their objectives. That is, here in this dunya, for example, you want to make money to live a comfortable life. But here in this dunya, you're not going to get that. And you're going to get more involved in earning more money. And you're just going to go on and on. And you'll want to make this investment, that investment, and you won't come to an end. Whereas the people of Jannat are the people here in this world also, they are content with what Allah has given them. And a person who's got contentment, he is a rich man. And a person who's all the time busy, no time for himself, for his family, that person is not a rich man. And in Akhirat, the real enjoyment and the success will be clearly seen is for the people of Jannat. Then Allah says, for that we send to you the Quran Sharif, which is the very basis to guide you. And if you will read the Quran, you ask ourselves, how many of us read Quran Sharif daily? How many of us even make one khatam in the month of Ramadan? And the Quran Sharif, without understanding also, if we read it, the values of the Quran come into our life. It is such a lecturer that it's lecturing us in a foreign language, in the Arabic language we don't understand. But the message comes through into a person. And if a person understands, of course he takes more benefit and he can explain to other people also. So this Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن قرآن على جبل. Agar hum utarte ye Quran ek pahar par, if we were to reveal, send down this Quran on a mountain, la ra'aytahu khashi'an mutasaddi'an min khashyati Allah, to tu dekh leta ke wo dab jata, phat jata Allah ke dar se. The Quran, the mountain should have gone flat. It should have been smashed into smithereens because of the words of Allah Ta'ala. And especially about what the azab is in Jahannam. And also the azab in the qabr. A mountain shouldn't be able to take it. But the ulama write, but we insan, we are more harder than a mountain also. That we cannot, it means nothing to us. We don't worry about the Quran, we don't read the Quran, and if we do read also, it doesn't affect us in any way. So we should read the Quran with its adab, then the Quran will have a great effect. Even if we just read 3-4 pages a day, we will be able to make one khatam in the whole year. And in the month of Ramadan, read one supara a day, and we will make one khatam. And the effect of the Quran will come into us. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have left 2 lecturers in my ummah, and you'll never go astray as long as you follow them. The one is the Quran Sharif. It is the word of Allah Ta'ala. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالِ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ. And these are those examples which we explain to mankind, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, تَاكِ وَغَوْرْ كَرَيْ, so that they can take a lesson from there, they can ponder in it. Before the minbar was made in Masjid al-Nabawi, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to give his khutbah, he used to take the support of the stem of a palm tree. But when the minbar was made, then he used to stand on the minbar. Then the palm tree, the stem of it, started crying like a little baby, which the whole Masjid heard. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got off and went and soothed it, how we soothe a baby when it's crying. And slowly, slowly, its crying went less and it kept quiet. So when these things have effect, ulama, right? The stem of a palm tree had so much love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it cried. But we got no effect on us. We have to develop this, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. For that, we must know who Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Read a kitab on the seerah. Read a kitab on how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked, what his behavior, habits were. Naturally, we will fall in love. Read Durood Sharif daily. Try and follow sunnahs, and the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will come in our heart. So Allah has given us great, great values in the Quran and in the Hadith. It is up to us now. And we got a very short time in this worldly life to prepare for that everlasting life of the Akhirah.